Who gives it up and who be rocking all that rough stuff? All in the cut is young dads with the pimp strut. Construct game on those who act lame. See, ain't a damn thing changed. You know I ride the neighborhood slow. Blocks on you and let the wind blow. True indeed, I'm having the ball. Pick up the phone and get my homies a call. What's up with y'all? Living in the city where we born and born. Roll up to Philly, we packing tight. What a pity, what a sight. Inhaling something more, damn, I got what I need.
All right, everybody, welcome to Sunday Night's Fight Live. I want to give a big shout out to the great sponsors who bring this show to you every week. That's Takedown Grappleware, Jax Media, and MMAMadhouse.com. You guys check all three of those bad boys out. Support them, love them, share them, like them. But I don't want to waste any time. I know the show isn't going to be what he expected and planned, but let's get the one and only, the man behind the number one show in SoCal for MMA, the Intercontinental Champ of MMA Talk Radio, Mr. Ray Lopez. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good, Skippy. I'm doing good. You know, like you said, you know, it's not what I wanted it to be. You know, I want to apologize first and foremost to our fans and to everyone who I interviewed yesterday at the OC Fight Doc Bar Star MMA Barbecue. We do have the interviews. We just had some technical difficulties uploading them. They will be on next week. So, you know, rest assured, you know, you're going to get your time. I mean, I had some great interviews with, you know, Michael the Count Bisping, Czech Congo, Ruben Duran, Jason House, Mighty Moe, Casey Halstead. I mean, the list goes on and on. Uncle Creepy. You know, we had some great interviews with some Bellator UFC fighters. You know, these are all local guys from SoCal, you know, that made it big, and some coaches and managers, like I said. Jason House, who's probably my biggest rival as far as management goes, got to sit down with him, and he's actually a really cool guy. You know, it was good to finally sit down and talk to him rather than seeing him across the cage when our guys are fighting each other, because we've had some some epic battles, our two camps.
Hey, you know, all in all, I want to, first of all, give you a huge shout-out. For everyone who doesn't know, Ray tried very hard to get a Madhouse banner hanging at that, so when he did his interviews, he could be repping us. I want to tell you, first of all, thank you for the effort and just, you know, the thought of putting us there with you. I want to tell you, sorry that our team dropped the ball on that. I do also want to say a big shout out to Tony, man. That boy cooked his butt off. I hope it was 10 times as good as it looked, because it looked like heaven. And also,
Skippy,
go ahead.
It was 100 times better than it looked. 100 times better than it looked.
He was hurting me, bro. I'm not going to lie. I got depressed when he showed me the pork that he had dry rubbed. He's like, Skip, here, look at this. I was like, I started getting depressed. I'm like, man, this isn't right, man. This guy, because, you know, and folks, so you know, Tony invited, as well as Ray, has both invited me down to make this this event. And Tony asked if I wanted to come down and cook with him and stuff. You know, so I'm very bummed I missed out. I just couldn't make it. I am super excited to hear that it had a phenomenal turnout. Obviously, the SoCal MMA community showed up deep to give their love and respect to the folks in the sport. So that was just great. But the interviews you nailed, brother, I mean, that's cool. And big shout out to House for you getting to interview him and be able to sit across from him, you know, everything else to the side, and be able to give an interview from him. I mean, like you said, he's a good guy. It's got to be, you know, just a really cool thing to have pulled off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of times I have, you know, guys one week to another, you know, their opponents, and, we give everybody equal time. And basically that's what I was doing, was giving my opponent equal time. And, I mean, he's a great dude. I have nothing bad to say about him, and, you know, like I said, we've had some epic battles, our two camps, and I'm looking forward to a lot more. You know, his guys bring out the best of my guys and vice versa. So, and then some of our guys train together, too, at our systems. You know, he's got John Robles and Crisco Gallegos at systems, and I got Terrion Ware, Isaac Velasco, and Doug Miller, and Akim Lee out of our systems. So, you know, our guys even train together.
That's cool.
Now, you know, let's get back to the food. Tony Padilla outdid himself. I mean, we're talking bacon-wrapped hot dogs, hot links, pulled pork, which I didn't get any of because, you know, I was going to eat later, but then we got wrapped up doing the interviews, but I did have my share of the bacon-wrapped hot dogs and the hot links. And, oh, man, the corn. He had Joe Rice from Bite Me Mouthguard helping him make the corn. What's actually elotes, which is, you know, it's what they sell out here in the streets in L.A., you know, it's a Mexican thing. You know, it's corn, it's sweet corn on the cob, and it's got mayonnaise, cheese, butter, and chili on it. So I was joking with him. I'm like, hey, T-Bone, you got the white guy making the elotes? Joe Rice just started busting up laughing. But you know what? They were bomb. They were just like the kind you get in the streets with the guys walking with the shopping carts.
Yeah.
But a lot more sanitary.
Well, once again, big shout out to Tony. I mean, always showing his love to the community, always supporting it. Once again, you know, Madhouse, Sunday Night Fights Live, trying to help expose the great family and the great community that SoCal MMA has and has provided to the fans and to media. I one person that hasn't gotten a shout out, and I got to give you a shout out to your dad for rocking the camera for us. That was really cool of him. So, Mr. Lopez, I want to thank you for showing Madhouse and Sunday Night Fight some love.
Oh, I mean, a big shout out to my dad. You know, he's Ray Lopez Sr. And, you know, he had a ball, especially with Mayhem Miller, because my dad's first introduction to MMA, you know, when I started, I would tell him about it, and he's like, well, it doesn't sound like something I'd like. But his first introduction to actually watching something MMA related was Bully Beatdown. So, you know, when he got to meet Mayhem, it was like, okay, well, now I know who you're talking about. So, you know, that was pretty cool. And, you know, I want to also give a big shout out to Dr. William Kessler. Without him, none of this would have been possible. It was held at his office location. Doc Kessler, they call him the OC Fight Doc. He's the man when it comes to rehabbing these MMA fighters. I mean, he's got the best of the best there. He works on Rampage. You know, if you're a SoCal fighter, when you're hurt, you go to Doc Kessler and he gets you fixed up. I know what Terrion Ware, he had some knee issues. Doc Kessler had him up and going in 3 weeks. Now it's like he was never injured. You know, Chuck Congo was another one that he worked on. Chuck liked it so much. Chuck went to Europe and bought him this machine that's supposed to be wonders on you for any injury you have. I mean, you know, Doc Kessler is the man. This is where everybody goes who's anybody.
Well, dude, that's definitely really cool. You know, I love it, you know, Ray, when we hear these kind of stories where everyone gets together. Guys, you know, like to fight, Doc stepping up to help out. I mean, that's just good love, man, for the community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it was great because, you know, not only did you see fighters there, you saw fans. There was open to the community. There were a lot of little kids there. They had a bouncy house. I mean, my kids had a blast. And when my friends brought their kids and they had a blast. And, you know, the kids don't know who these guys are, you know. So, you know, interacting with them, you know, like one of my friend's daughters, you know, she had a water bottle that, you know, an OC Fight Doc water bottle. And Chuck Congo went up to her, you know, joking with her, oh, is that for me? And, oh, she was, you know, she's 3 years old and she's ready to rip his head off. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, Chuck, you better watch out. He's going to knock you out.
Hey, that is super cool, man, for real. That's, you know, honestly, that's one gentleman. I'm glad you got to interview him. I've always been a huge, huge fan of Chuck Congo. I feel like sometimes people overrate him, or I mean underestimate him, you know, intellectually he's just ridiculously smart, but fight wise he's a great fighter, and yeah, he's got some losses, but anybody who's seen and really followed his career, he's always taken tough tests. He's a great sport, great man for the sport to represent it. I mean, I'm jealous you got to interview him, man. I mean, that's somebody that I've never got to interview that I've always wanted to. And, I mean, like I said, over 600 shows, and I've never got him on the show once. So, big props to you.
We'll definitely get him on. You know, he's out here. He's always involved with Sparstar, you know, coming to the fights. And, you know, we'll definitely get him on. He's a great guy. I mean, all these guys, you know, they're just regular people, you know. Yeah, you know, they fight on TV and pay-per-view, but, you know, they're just regular people. I mean, I have yet to run into somebody who was a prima donna and thought they were all that. Oh, that's another thing. I mean, I got to interview, you know, some guys that I've looked up to in the business for a long time. Razor Rob McCullough.
No way.
I mean, yeah.
Dude, for real?
Yes, a legend in the sport.
That's cool. That's so cool.
You know, and I got some of my guys on there too. You know, some of my amateur guys, my new guys, Chris Hart. You know, he just signed with us a couple of weeks ago. I got hit, you know, got to interview him real quick. And you know, it's like, you know, I don't discriminate. You know, I'll get these amateurs on there. I'll get these guys who are the so-called nobodies, which we know nobody in this sport is a nobody.
And, yeah,
you know,
amen.
You know, and all the way to, you know, these known fighters, Bellator and UFC contenders.
Well, you know.
Oh, let me stop you right there, Skip. I also got to interview Joaquin Ocampo.
That's cool, man. I'm glad he made it. That's really cool.
Oh, I mean, that made my day. You know, my family's always hearing me talk about him. You know, I'm proud of that dude. You know, he's like a little brother to me. And so my family finally got to meet him. My mom's like, oh, we finally get to meet you. We've heard a lot about you. And then I was telling my daughter, because they're the same age, a couple months apart. So that's your future husband right there. She's like, no.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You know that young kid is just an amazing story. Everybody, you guys should go back and check out the episode he was on. You know, I think, you know, when we get to sit back maybe 8, 10 years, maybe 12 years, somewhere in that range, and talk about him, because, you know, we'll be sitting on a porch getting old by then anyway, and we'll be talking about the guys we used to know. I think he's going to be one of those names that will be on everybody's tongue, like an Aldo, a Pettis, a Faber, you know?
Oh, definitely. He's going to be walking out to the UFC cage with that takedown T on his chest and walking out with that UFC belt or Bellator or whatever organization it is at that time that's the top organization.
Well, okay, so the barbecue's rocking. You got all these great people there, fighters, managers, promoters, sponsors, fans. Who to you do you think was the most popular person at the party? Who seemed to have everybody around him the whole time?
You know, actually the person who was making the rounds and talking to everybody was Brett Roberts. You know, he was there with his boy Blue, his pit bull. You know, I'm not a big fan of pit bulls, but this dog was very well-behaved, especially in the crowd with the kids. And, you know, he did great. And, you know, Brett was making his rounds, talking to everybody. You know, most everybody else came, you know, to enjoy the time with their family. You know, it wasn't a fan opportunity. You know, they were gracious when the fans did come up to them, you know, the ones that were there. But, yeah, Brett made his rounds. Valenzuela Robles, he made his rounds, you know, from Combate America. He was there in his soccer jersey. And, you know, Mike Beltran, referee, he was making his rounds.
I saw
there.
That. I saw the picture, man. You guys rocking at the front door.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, great picture. You know, Mike's my boy, you know, Doc Kessler, you know. He's the one actually, you know, helped me out a lot with these interviews, getting the people in there. And, you know, he's been a great friend to take down. You know, our guys get picked up right away by him and his staff. You know, this wasn't really an event where, you know, it was like, oh, come meet your favorite fighter. It was like a fighter came out just to be regular people at the barbecue. You know, it's not like they were celebrities. You know, they were just regular people hanging out with their families and friends. And, you know, if there was a fan there, you know, they'd take pictures with them. And, you know, your fans are what put you where you're at. So, you know, they were very gracious. They all had time for the fans. But it was more just everybody, you know, coming out and hanging out, you know, our MMA community, hanging out away from a fight. You know, just being regular people.
Was there a lot of chatter about the soccer game today?
Nobody was talking about soccer yesterday. Everybody
was
talking
curious.
About the food. They weren't even talking about, you know, pipes. They were talking about the food.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I would have probably, you know, been talking the same exact thing.
And then, you want to know who the most popular person was? Basically, it was me because I had the ice chest full of beer. So, you know, all the Spark Star people were coming and getting the beers that Tony stocked it with, and then my guys were coming to get the beers that I stocked it with. So, you know, everyone's coming. Well, it wasn't really me. It was my ice chest.
Dude, that is classic. Well, speaking of classics, we're going to have an old friend back on the show here in a mere moment.
Yes, he's got something big coming up. And I don't want to say his name. I don't want to say what's coming up until we get him on.
I'm
going to
call
him
right now. I'll be right back.
All right. But, you know, getting back to the barbecue, I mean, it was great. All you guys out there in MMAMadhouse.com land, you need to come out next year. You know, we hyped it on our Facebook, so next time just come on out. It's open to everybody. We all look forward to it all year long. Tony Padilla, he gets down. Not only is he one of the best amateur promoters around, but he's also a great cook. You know, Doc Kessler took care of everybody, you know, gave everybody you know, water bottles and, you know, with their logo on it and, you know, little goodies stuck in it. So, you know, great. Just can't wait till next year. I mean, it's only a day removed, and I'm already counting the days till next year. You know, Tony Padilla, Doc Kessler, you guys did a great job. And waiting for Skippy to get our next guest on. I said, you know, this guy, he's a friend of Sunday Night Fights Live, been on before. He's got something really big coming up, and I can't wait for him to tell all of you about it.
Okay, brother, I'm just waiting. I got his voicemail. I'm going to call right back.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you know, this show was last minute because we had something else planned for the show, and I said we had some technical difficulties. So, you know, this guy here, he's a good friend of the show. He agreed to come on last minute. So, you know, our hats are off to him for, you know, saving our show for today.
No doubt, huh?
Yeah, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, usually we have the shows already, know who's going to be on it by, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday or even, you know, the week before. And, you know, we had something else lined up and it just didn't work out. But, you know, what we had lined up will definitely be on next week. So you guys will get to hear everything that happened there at the OC Fight Doc Spar Star MMA Barbecue.
Well, I'll tell you what. Our boys this weekend repping Madhouse, we went 2-2, or 3-1, I'm sorry. Only one of our amateurs lost in Canada. One amateur won the heavyweight title. The madman, Charlie Gathers, went into Pennsylvania and turned his fight around, man. He's on a 3-fight win streak against tough, tough opponents. And the one and only Mark Cherico grabbed the Pinnacle FC flyweight or a featherweight championship in dominating fashion. So just while we're killing time, big shout out to those boys for repping us in the cage. Oh, and there was a grappling super match, I guess. I did not know about this. I got pictures and a thank you, but big Choctaw Brad Paul. I want to thank you, sir, for repping Madhouse in the tournament. I didn't even know he was going to do it. We just found out after he won it. So thanks to him. So, yeah, big shout-out to everybody. And let's try calling back again right now, but we'll do it live on air this time. And we'll just let you take straight over. Yeah. This time, I swear,
your
I know
call
I
has
right.
been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 81827651.
Yeah. I was trying to hang that up quick. I was like, well, we don't need to be spitting out that phone number on me. And so, you know, he gets all these girls calling. We get in trouble.
I'm sure he would love that.
Oh. So, this weekend coming up, What's going on in SoCal? We got some events rocking?
This weekend we got Explode out in San Diego. Jonathan Santa Marita's fighting on that. One of my guys, Ty Bethley, he's coming on. We'll have him later on in the show. Matt, the leg breaker, Bethel's going to be on that show. You know, it's an all-day thing. It starts at 3 p.m. and it's not going to end until about 11:30, 12 midnight. You know, it's an all-day thing. If you love fights, this is the place to be because you're going to get your full of fights.
That's what I'm talking about. And folks, we had the Explode owner matchmaker to the stars on the show not too long ago. I'm super excited to see this event coming up. Obviously, you mentioned a couple of names. He had mentioned a few other names that he was, excited to see. This weekend coming up, obviously, you've got some boys. Is that where you're going to be, or do you have somewhere else you're going to be this weekend?
No, that's where I'm going to be. I'm actually cornering, and I'm going to sit back and enjoy the fights. Well, I mean, I enjoy cornering, too, but, yeah, I got to work. So, I'll be there as the chief second and cut man. And we will walk away with that win.
I tell you, okay. We're going to give him about 2-3 minutes, and we're going to call him back. So this weekend, we covered, I think it was 12 events, okay, and one of them was a Muay Thai event, which I actually covered, which was the Siam Fight Productions Junior World Grand Prix. Now, this is an 8-man tournament. Dude, I'm telling you what, this kid, Pei-Yon Sok from South Sound Mixed Martial Arts, is taking on Mexico's Max, and he's from Cambodia, is the country he's representing. He is taking on Mexico's Max Cruz. And, dude, I'm telling you what, these two kids, they tore up the tournament, man. I was just awe watching these kids perform. I think Pei-Yon is like 13-1-1, and Max was like 12-1-0. Because they both had one loss, and they were really tight on the records on wins. And do you know what the winner gets? Not only do they get the 2014 title, they get 2 weeks, all expenses paid, to Thailand to train at Tiger Muay Thai.
Wow.
Dude, that's not cool.
I know our Muay Thai school team, Victory, crew Rod McKiver, they sent a couple guys out there too, some little youngsters. And I wish I would have seen it. I just had a lot going on with this Spark Club barbecue trying to coordinate all my people.
Oh, dude, later on this week when you got some free time, hit me up. I got the whole event.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. And, it's actually something I want my kids to see. So they can see these youngsters going at it.
Why am I drawing a blank? The two, like, these two, like, I want to say, I think they were eight or nine. Eric Soto and Zeus Pinder, they threw down. And, I mean, Pinder ended up beating Soto. But, dude, these kids, man, they're like, they are technically just ridiculous. I love watching Zeus Pinder fight. This kid could be an all-time great if he stays into the Muay Thai world. I mean, the kid's phenomenal for an 8-year-old. His technique, his style, the way he's able to work his feet and the movement inside the ring for such a small little guy is beautiful. Great young kids.
I mean, that's where it's at with these youngsters, I'm a wrestler by trade, and, I had both my brothers wrestling at a young age. Helping them, giving them pointers, and I wish my son was into it, which he's not yet at least. But then again, I didn't get into it until I was in high school, and actually, the ones who got me into wrestling is world famous tattoo artists Tommy and Mikey Montoya. You might have heard of Tommy Montoya from New York Inc. If it wasn't for those guys getting me into wrestling, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now.
Well, that's that's honestly the great thing about this, the combat sports world, not just MMA, but the combat grappling world is, certain kids are getting introduced or teenagers are getting introduced because their friend or somebody they know, and it changes people's lives for the better. I mean, what they become, and some of these kids are so young learning this newer, more tight, more dynamic version of training than was around 20 years ago. You know, they're learning more disciplines.
I mean, check this out. My coach, when I was wrestling in high school, was still a competitive wrestler, and he was on this team that was coached by MMA referee Larry Landless. You know, he was the head coach at Markable High School at the time, and also doing freestyle wrestling. So with this freestyle team, you know, Larry Landless was the head coach. Then you had the smallest guy on the team was UFC vet Charlie Valencia.
Oh.
You know, these are the guys that I came up with. And, you know, it's like, you know, when I started watching, you know, MMA, and then, hey, that's my boy Charlie. Or, like, Tito Ortiz. You know, my boy Mike Duran used to go head-to-head with Tito Ortiz in every tournament. Mario Lopez was on the scene back then. You know, he was working for his school in San Diego, you know, while he was still doing Saved by the Bell, but during their hiatus, you know, he'd go back to regular school, and, you know, he was wrestling. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, like, I didn't know that was Tito Ortiz until my boy Mike pointed that out. I remember that dude that I used to wrestle with, you know, Jacob Ortiz. That's Tito Ortiz. Like, what? No way.
That's before he got famous and shortened his name so he could grab more dollars. Smart man.
Definitely.
Well,
let's, I mean, you know,
you want to try one more time? You want to try him real quick?
Let's do it.
If not, we can just keep yapping until the next guest.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 81.
Oh, there we go. Got it off. Well, our next guest won't be for what? 15 minutes?
Yeah, you know, we got time right now. You know, something else that I want to talk about. I want to say it's an epidemic with social media. What I'm seeing is a lot of these so-called fighters posting on Facebook that, you know, they're an MMA fighter, they're an MMA coach, they're this and they're that, and some of them have never fought in a cage, or some of them have fought one round, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, and got beat pretty sick, and they're passing themselves as real fighters. You know, when it comes to MMA, it's not who has the most Facebook posts. It's who's putting in the work to be a fighter.
Because if that was the case, I would be the UFC champion.
Me too.
You know what I mean? I think we touched on something similar to this a couple of weeks ago when we had one of your one of the coaches on about, you know, if you're a brown belt in judo, Then don't be ashamed of that. If that's what you are, but you're a great coach, cool. There's no reason to lie or blow smoke or take a single fight and make it seem like it was a 20-year successful run. There's no reason. There's enough people in this world that want to learn the sport. And if you're a good coach, and even if you're an okay coach, you know, you can get with a group and learn to coach better and learn to pass on your talents and techniques, but don't, and Ray, I agree with you, don't take 5 minutes of every hour to post how tough you are on Facebook and then think that translates into you being a great coach and building a great fighter, because you're watering down the sport talent-wise. You're hurting us as a community.
You know, this weekend I was out at SoCal Fight Factory with the owner, Renee, and, you know, he was telling me about this guy that he has as an instructor. You know, before, you know, everybody was all internet savvy, and this guy came with pictures of him with Rampage and, you know, holding mitts for Rampage and, you know, a couple pictures with him. And he was telling him, yeah, you know, I should train Rampage. Well, you know, this was around the time where everybody started using the internet. So, you know, he decided to look him up. Turns out this guy never knew Rampage. He was at a seminar Rampage was putting on, and that's how he got the pictures. And he's passing himself as a coach. So, you know, Renee was like, yeah, you know, you come across these guys all the time. You got to do your homework on them. And yeah, I agree with them. I mean, you know, I've had my encounters with these guys. You know, that, you know, these guys that train UFC, bro. You know, craziest thing too. I got a friend of mine, right, who was asking me about this certification that, you know, this gym told him that he needs to work there. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I've been in the business for, you know, 5 years, and I consider myself still a pup in the industry, but I've been around long enough to know what's going on. And so he tells me that this gym, which is like a fitness gym, it's not an MMA gym, tells him that he needs an MMA conditioning certificate. Okay, I've been in the business, you know, for a few years. I have champion fighters. I'm not MMA conditioning certified. I've never even heard of that.
Dude, that's a new one for me. I mean, I've heard of MMA street fight credentials once. I heard a guy tell me that he got his credentials from this gym back east. And I was like, well, what credentials? He's like, oh, I'm an MMA, a black belt in MMA street fighting. And I was like, okay, you know. So, but that's a new one for me. MMA fitness credentials, huh?
Yeah, you know, like I told myself, if they're requiring you to get that to work there, well, by all means, get it. But I've never heard of it. I don't know who's going to be teaching you this stuff. You know, and it's like almost a $400 certificate. I said, it just sounds like to me it's a scam.
Oh, I know what it is. It's how they're going to fill up their CrossFit class.
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, so he's telling me, oh, the gym's going to have a cage, and it's going to have this, and it's going to have that. I'm like, you know, that's all well and fine, but is it a fighting gym? And if it's not a fighting gym, that's fine. But don't pass it off as a fighting gym when you're going to be catering to, you know, the over 50 crowd and the housewives and, you know, and...
Yeah, if you don't have a pro class and an amateur class and a striking coach and a grappling coach and a wrestling coach and, you know, look, if you got CrossFit going on all day inside a gym, that's not MMA.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's like there's this – I do privates. And what I do is I tell them it's an MMA workout, but it's geared towards women. I mean, guys can take it too, but it's more of a cardio class. At the end of every class, you know, you get a whole, you know, you could either, you know, spar with me or I'll hold mitts for you. You know, basically that's part of the circuit, you know, that's going on. But I mean, I'm not gonna get you prepared to go fight BJ Penn in the octagon.
Boy, yeah. I just got this picture of this like. Dude dressed up like Richard Simmons, you know, with the headband and the poofy hair, and be like, now punch in one and punch in kick in, punch in one and punch in kick. You know, that's what I think of when you, you know.
More like it's Rex horrible. Klondo.
Dude, Rex Klondo. Oh. Hey, anybody out there who does not know what we're talking about with that, Google it now. Well, no, wait till the end of the show, then Google it and watch hours of the greatest television you will ever see.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You know, one of our guests today, Ty Bethley, he is a black belt in Rex Klondo. We can ask him about that when he comes on.
Dude,
you got to understand the situation with me and Ty. Ty's one of my fighters. He's an amateur fighter. We've been together for a few years, but we're always bagging on each other. One time, he even put my car for sale on Facebook. You know, I'm getting all these messages from people. All, you know, I want to buy your car, $500. Isn't it like brand new? And I'm like, what's going on? And yeah, Ty put a picture of my car on Facebook and put for sale, $500 or best offer. And I was getting people calling me up and my phone number and everything on it, asking about my car for sale.
Oh, that's messed up. But that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we're always going at it, me and him. I mean, I'm sure you've seen some of the posts that I put up on Facebook about him changing his nickname. And, you know, it's just, we just always go off on each other. But, I mean, I love the guy. He's like a little brother.
Dude, I tell you what, he deserves like 5 minutes to do whatever he wants on the show for that scam. That's I hope he doesn't get mad, but I'm going to steal that. I'm going to do that to some people. I mean, that is all-time class. Oh, God. You're like, I can't imagine, like, the third phone call, you're like, okay, this isn't wrong numbers anymore. They're actually asking about my car. You know, I mean.
Yeah. But you know, let's get back to these fake fighters. I mean, I see it going on all the time now. You know, or you know, you got an amateur fighter who's got one fight passing himself as an instructor. I said, who are you going to coach if you're not even a seasoned veteran? You know, like we said before, okay, you know what? If you're a judo brown belt, that's something you can add to somebody's game. You know, if you were, you know, an all-conference wrestler in high school or college, something you can pass on to somebody else's game. You know, if you were an amateur boxer, you can pass that on to somebody's game. But if you're none of that, you've only been training for a few months, had one fight, how were you an instructor?
See, that's, you know, to me, that's what I talk about when, you know, watering down the sport. You know, these guys who buy black belts and then open a gym. And, you know, they're training kids. And then these kids go into fights and they get hurt or they don't understand truly what's going on because the instructor didn't. And, you know, look, Ray, this is not to knock any specific coach in the industry anywhere, but there should be some kind of licensing in each state for somebody to be able to open up a gym that teaches combat sports. I think you should be able to have to you know, prove your credentials.
Well, you know, they're trying to do that here in California, where someone at each gym will be certified to go ahead and do pro evals for MMA fighters. You know, when they're ready to make that jump to the pro level, that they have to go get evaluated by one of these people. And it's meeting some resistance because, I mean, you know, it's a lot more expensive than a cornerman's license. And it's like, okay. I'm going to throw some names out there. Okay, I hope nobody gets pissed off because I'm not saying anything bad about this person. But let's just say, okay, you're training at Team Oyama with Colin Oyama. He tells you you're ready to go pro. But he doesn't have that certification from the state. How are you going to say no to Colin Oyama? Oh, no, your guy can't go pro. Like, do you know who this guy is? He's the one who made Tito Ortiz who he was in the beginning. You know, look at all the, you know, he's got Uncle Creepy. You know, the list goes on and on. Giva Santana, you know, in the Muay Thai world, you know, he's got Romy Adenza. You know, you're going to say Colin Oyama is not qualified to tell a fighter when he can go pro?
Well, I wouldn't. That's,
I mean,
for
exactly.
Sure.
So, you know, that's ridiculous. And, you know, and I'm bringing up this whole thing, and, you know, I'm not trying to knock on anybody. I shouldn't tell these youngsters who are coming into business where they got these people telling them, oh, you need this certification and that certification. It's not true. I don't have a certification. I'm licensed in 3 states to be a cornerman. You know, I'm a manager. You know, I have my amateur and pro credentials to be a cornerman, you know, in those 3 states. And I don't need a certification for 24-hour fitness saying that I can teach MMA. So, you know, some of these kids are like falling for it because that's what they want to do. And, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to get the certification. No, you're spending your money needlessly. What you need to do is take classes. You need to, you know, earn your stripes on your belts. Then you could go ahead and start teaching. You know, that's the way to do it, not do an online course that's going to charge you $300 for a piece of paper that means nothing in our industry.
I agree. You know, okay, now, that you know, you make a valid point. Somebody, you know, like Dan Henderson, there's a great coach in your state. Obviously, his record and his pedigree speaks for itself. But if he wasn't to get this licensing and he was against it and he goes and he says, you're ready to fight. I'm going to take you to Nevada to fight since California won't let you. That hurts the state financially in the you know, with not OSAC, that's Oregon, CAMO or – yeah, thank you. Because that's money out of their pocket, because that's one fighter who will not be fighting, bringing ticket revenue and sales to the local businesses and giving, you know, the officials an event to work with ringside doctors and judges. I mean, you know, so maybe me saying that there should be some kind of licensing might be jumping the gun then.
Well,
because
you,
I
agree with you to a certain point. You know, there needs to be some checks and balances. But, you know, what the state's trying to do is make this a lot more expensive than just the licenses that we need to corner a fighter. I mean, a lot more expensive. We're talking 300% more than what we pay. Actually, 600% more to pay than to pay for a license to be a cornerman. And, I mean, and I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, you should be able to have your cornerman's license and be able to approve this person. Okay, now maybe if they want to make it, well, you know, you can't approve anyone from your own camp, then that's fine. But, I mean, like I said, you know, are you going to tell Kenny Johnson at Black House, no, you can't tell your guys when they're ready? Well, this is the wrestling coach for Anderson Silva, for the Machidas, you know, and, you know, he doesn't know if a fighter's ready to go pro. I'll tell you what, though, Kenny doesn't know to bring his bucket to the fights because he's always using my buckets, but... That's neither here nor there. But, I mean, you know, the guy's a genius. He teaches the top fighters in the world, and you're going to tell him, no, you can't tell your guys if they're ready to go pro or not because you don't have this little card.
So how, and obviously this is a really dumb question to even ask, but I'm going to ask it because it's just I like to play the devil's advocate sometimes. How do we stop the guys who are selling belts, the guys who are truly not educated enough in the sport or have enough of a pedigree to be training that next generation? How do we stop it? What do we do? Is this a situation where guys like Syndicate and guys like you and Dan and Tony and Check and Mark Munoz and Black House, all these different guys who are legitimate in the business. Is this where you guys hold a private conference and say, we got to blackball this gym? We got to blackball these guys? I mean, how do we stop it? Is there a
way? You know, it happens because, you know, your word of mouth, it happens, you know. Don't go to this gym. They sell belts. You know, they're not putting out a product. They're not about MMA. They're just about getting their quota of students. You know, if you want to learn the basics of MMA, but you don't want to fight, then by all means go to that school. Now, I mean, as far as anything that we can do, the only thing we can do is tell people to do your homework. You know, just like, you know, when I'm interviewing a fighter to manage him, I say, you know what, do your homework on me, you know, look up my fighters, and then, you know, let's talk some more, because let's see if this is a right fit. You might not be a right fit for me, or I might not be a right fit for you. You know, just because you're knocking people out doesn't mean that I want to sign you, because you have to fit with the rest of our team. And vice versa, you might be like, well, you know what, this guy, he's too friendly, or he's not aggressive enough when he needs to be, or whatever the case is, it's got to be a good fit, you know, with your management and your coaches. You know, like I have that new fighter, Chris Hart. I'm taking him to all the different gyms that I work with because I want him to have the right fit. You know, I might have a coach over at Gym A who's training champions, but he's not a good fit for that fighter. You know, I might have another gym that, you know, only has amateur fighters, doesn't have any pros, but they click with each other. You know, he's getting on with a young team that he's going to move up with them to be pros with. So you got to do your homework. You know, I've been having that issue, too, with getting my son in the right school. You know, he lives 90 miles away from me. So, you know, I'm trying to get him in the right gym and where he lives. So I've gone out to the different gyms, and I've talked to some of these coaches. And, you know, right away my bullshit fucking sensor goes off when these guys start talking. And I finally found the gym I want him at. You know, that's why I was at SoCal Fight Factory with Renee over there. That's the gym I want my son at. You know, these guys, they're producing fighters. I mean, because of that, they got excellent teaching. They got an excellent kids program, and that's where I want my son to be. You know, there was another gym that I went to, and this guy's telling me all his, you know, his credentials, which none of them I ever heard of. So So then, you know, when he was done, I told him who I was. You know, I'm not anybody big, but, you know, I'm in the industry. And it's like, he was like real nonchalant about it, like, I don't care who you are. I'm saying, well, I'm not telling you who I am because I want my son to get preferential treatment. I'm telling you who I am because I know that you're bullshitting me.
Yeah.
And, you know, needless to say, you know, my son didn't sign up at that gym.
Well, speaking of signing up, it's time for us to grab your boy. I figure we'd call him live on air, and you can just, when he answers, we should be like, dude, yeah, we're calling about a car for sale. I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right, do it.
Here
do
we it. Go. Let's hope he's not listening.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about that 76 Chevy for sale.
76 who?
Chevy? You're selling a 76 Chevy with a 350 double pump Edelbrock?
No.
Oh, well, hey, welcome to the Sunday Night Fights Live. You're on live with Ray and Skippy. How you doing?
Oh, hey, how you doing? That was
up,
a good
guy?
One. What's going on? I thought somebody had the wrong number.
We got Ty Bessie on the line, a.k.a. the Hurricane. I like to call him Pandulce.
No.
Coming up this weekend. Ty, tell us about your fight coming up, what organization it is, where it's at, what people need to do to get tickets.
Yeah, it's going to be in San Diego. Called Explorers Fight Series. My first time fight for them, so excited. You know, it's been a while. I ain't been back in the cage, you know.
You know, you took time off to get your training right. You know, you're at Black House now. You know, over there knocking out Anderson Silva and Machida and getting beat down by Howard McCaw. What has it done for your game?
Well, Howard, you know, he be pushing me almost every single day, you know, my boxing stance, wrestling, you know, Kenny, you know, he's one of the best wrestlers out there, you know, was and still is. And so, pretty much, you know, I've been training Muay Thai some night, and we've been sparring like 2 days out of the week, you know. Going good. I'm so excited, you know, to train with them. It was really hard.
You know, we were talking about Kenny Johnson a few minutes ago. He never has a bucket on him, but he trains the best fighters in the world. you're dropping down in weight. How's your weight cut going?
I'm going good. You know, I'm at 6 pounds left, and you know, it's easy to burn that off. Weigh in probably a day or two.
Are you sure you're not at Hooters right now grubbing on them wings?
Oh, no. It's been a while I ate regular food, you know. I just, you know, can't mess up on the weight. Be eating right. And, you know, I'm losing fast. So I'm really proud of myself.
I don't know, dude. I saw you eating a bunch of stuff over at the barbecue yesterday.
No, I ain't had no barbecue. I ain't had no barbecue. I watched them eat the barbecue, but I ain't handle barbecue.
You were eating that acai?
Yeah, for the first time. It had a lot of ingredients up in there, but it was good. It was supposed to help you, you know, with the weight loss too, what I heard.
All right, Ty, right now with your weight cut, what is the one thing that you're missing the most that after the fight we're going to go eat?
Probably going to have a little after-fight little party, but I'm not really sure. But if I do eat something, it'll be something small because, you know, I can't get out of hand of eating and stuff. You know, I got to be focused on the next one.
That's right. August 30th. Time for your fight in August 30th.
Yes. That's going to be in Vegas, King and Cage. So excited to fight for them for the first time. I'm just happy, you know, it's going to be in Vegas.
Your hometown?
My hometown, South Las Vegas.
And
everybody loves Vegas.
It's going to be on MAB TV.
Oh, exactly. It's going to be on MAB TV.
Hey, let me jump in. You said you're going to be fighting in Vegas. Does that pump you up to be able to go to back home and fight in your backyard?
My backyard? Yeah, something like that. I'm really pumped. You know, I everybody loves, you know, going to Vegas. You know, that's like the big thing right now is in Vegas, man. Got a lot of events going on. You know, just like, you know, like traveling to Las Vegas for a fight. Just like you in USC.
Last time I fought in Vegas was for a Sin City fight, and you got fight of the night.
So it's a good city for you.
Yeah, I did got fight of the night. You know, I was still disappointed how the fight went, but, you know, I can't let that happen again. But I'm still proud, you know.
Is it easy for you to block out all that extra life going on around you when you're in Vegas? Because I know a lot of fighters who go to Vegas and tell me, man, Skip, I got drunk after weigh-ins. Man, I was gambling till 3 in the morning instead of sleeping. Is it easy for you to shut all that nightlife and day life that Vegas holds out while you're there?
Well, number one thing that I don't gamble, so that won't be no issue. getting drunk, you know, I know how to hold my liquor. You know, I ain't going to turn around and just get drunk and stuff. I have like a few, but I don't call that being drunk. But, you know, after the fights, just hang out, chill, you know, have drinks with your friends.
Ty is actually very calm when we go to Vegas. You don't have to worry about him. He's focused. You know, it's us that we take off and leave him at the hotel to relax, and we go do our thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good place to go relax, you know, at the fights and enjoying the shows. You know, I'm just trying to make it to the top.
Let's talk about your past fights. You know, you're 1-5 with Camel. You know, 4 of those losses should have been wins. I'm not saying that because I'm your manager or I'm your coach, but honestly, you know, they were split decisions. They could have went either way. They were all impressive fights. They, you know, you just got the short end of the stick. Which is the fight that you liked the most?
Well, the fight what I liked the most was at Spar Stars. You know, I got to say that was a really incredible fight. You know, you hear the fans, you know, hollering and stuff. And, you know, you can fight all 3 rounds with no submissions and going on and stuff. That's, like, one of the best fights, you know, I had so far. But I just love, you know, I just love meeting people, you know, they money worth in the show. But I got to say, go ahead.
What does it do to you, like, mentally after you lose a split decision? You know, what do you do? Do you go back to the room? Do you try to break it down in your head? Do you try to convince yourself that it was bad judging? Do you just blow it off and say, I'm getting in the gym Monday and I'm going to fix this or I'm going to win the next one? How do you handle something? Because a split decision loss is obviously a little different than getting knocked out.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I got to say, you know, I don't go down like that, you know, trying to get knocked out. That's why most of my fights went to split decision. But out of those 2 fights, it seemed like I got screwed over. Because the first time they said, you know, I won the fight. Then turn around, one of the judges messed up the scoreboard, you know, scorecard, and turned around, gave it to the opponent. But out of those 2 fights, everybody know I won that fight. But it's hard, you know, taking the fight to the judges. You have some tough opponent, you know, it's going to be hard to knock out or submit. So while you have that issue, you know, just take it all the way to decision.
He's talking about the fight he fought for Sparstar, where he beat the guy first. The guy asked for a rematch. We gave him a rematch. And then he ended up, there was a lot of controversy with the scoring. We all thought that Ty won the fight, and they ended up giving it to the other guy and via split decision. And what I like to do is get a rubber match with that one, so we can settle it once and for all who the real winner is.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was saying, this next fight coming up, you know, I'm going to try my best not to do the go through split decision again, because a lot of people don't like going through split decisions, because, you know, half of them get screwed over. You know, just trying to go split decision, you know, you got that nervous in you. You know, when it judges.
You're 100% right there. You know, on a split decision, 50% of the people get screwed over.
Exactly.
That's true. That's true.
It is.
You know, this ain't this, you know, it's not this camo judges, you know, a lot of judges, like USC judges, you know. Everybody make mistakes, too. And sometimes they don't look at the, you know, the exact points who have the most scores. Sometimes, you know, I've seen a lot of people got screwed over a title shot, you know. They lost their belt because the judges made a bad, you know, made a bad mistake decision. That's why I don't like going to decisions.
Let's talk about your personal life. You got a couple pets. Tell us about your pets.
About my pet, my snake?
Yeah.
Well, I had the snake for like a couple months. You know, back then I was a little afraid of snakes. But, you know, you get used to them.
No. No. Man, look, I'm old. I'm getting up there, okay? And I was 17 when I had the first snake I ever seen, like, in my own, you know, in front of me, live in person, not inside a cage. And I'm still, to this day, at 40, petrified of snakes. It's the one thing I can't stand. Ooh, nuh-uh.
Now, his snake is always escaping from a cage.
Yeah, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, I won't go to any snakes, you know, the ones illegal, the ones selling at the pet store.
Like, okay, but isn't your snake always escaping?
Oh, that's a long story, but yeah, he kind of escaped because, you know, snakes can be smart too, you know, pushing the top slider screen and either they self out. You know, I'm just now finding out he could do that. All this time I had him. Really shocked. But yeah, it happened, kind of scared one of my homeboys out of the house and stuff. I mean, I feel bad, but...
Now, what kind of snake is it again?
It's a python.
Oh, just, okay. Now, are you into, like, I know that there's, like, breeders and collectors and stuff. Do you, like, look for a specific color pattern or anything like that, or did you just like the python in general?
I'm not really picky, but... You know, save snake the ones don't bite or try to attack, you know, trying to first to attack you. So, python, you know, that's my first snake I ever had. You know, I just want to start with a python. You never know what might be the next step. I really don't know that many stuff about snakes. But I know
what about
python.
What about your lizard? What happened to your lizard?
My lizard? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it died. It died months ago. I don't know the cause, but you know. So.
Were you feeding it?
Yeah, I was feeding it. Yeah, I stayed feeding it.
Not chicken wings, because we know you love them chicken wings.
Nah, not the chicken wings. The crickets. You know. You know, it's just that we come home. You know, don't know how he died. But, hey, it could be a lot of stuff. Or he getting sick. Never know. So yeah. So now my next pet was a snake. Months later, for the first time, really enjoyed it.
Nice. You know, hey, you know what? We got you on the line here. Tell us your take on the barbecue yesterday. You know, with everybody there and, you know, the crowd and how it was.
Oh, yeah. It was a great event. You know, it was nice to see my friends, you know, some of my team, even though some of the other ones could not make it. That's understandable. But it was a great, you know, event what Tebow did. You know, everybody was smiling, happy, playing around, you know, meeting the doctors. You know, I'd say, hey, Tebow, you always put up a good, great show and events, no matter what. But, hey, I enjoyed myself that day. You know, I didn't know what type of barbecue they made because I came in late. So it was already gone. That's how good it was. But I got to say, Tebow did hook it up.
Now, first of all, you were, you know, you're getting ready for a fight, so you probably couldn't have really delved too deep into the barbecue. But the whole event, you know, obviously all these great people, fighters, managers, coaches, when it comes to the fighters, were you fans of any of them, like somebody you looked up to or somebody you thought was really cool? Did you get a chance to meet them?
Oh, yeah. Ruben, you know, he was there.
Ruben Duran?
But, yes, Ruben Duran. You know, he's a great fighter. No matter what, you know, he put his heart, you know, in the cage, ring, however you call it. But friends, you know, I haven't seen for a minute. They was there, you know, had kids playing the jumper. You know, great event. I mean, that was my first time going to the doctor house where everybody, you know, it's popular place, you know, to have an event there. You know, it was great to see Tebow, you know, short self. You know, he always took everything up, you know. Well, I also see my new teammate, you know, and Mike and them, Mike Bunter, you know, they was all there. I really enjoyed that event.
Yeah, Mike, you know. Mike Beltran, you know, he's bought a new house. Congratulations on that. He's getting it all fixed up and talking about, you know, when his housewarming party, we're going to have Ty jump onto the cake naked.
Nah, I ain't gonna never.
That's messed up.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one. Just leave it to that strippers.
Now, okay, Ty, you got something serious to talk about. I seem to remember a few years ago when you were training, you know, I've never seen you, you know, really, you know, lose a fight, you know, you're big time. You're not the type of person that you're not going to tap unless you're about to die. But in this training session, you were tapping out because the guy was sweating too much on top of you. What's up with that?
I don't think that was considered a real fight, but last time I checked, it was in training. I got to say, I miss Teo. You know, it was hard putting him in submission, you know. But he was the one. But it wasn't no real fight, no cage fight. It was training.
Yeah, but you're tapping out because he was sweating on you. I thought you liked guys sweating on you.
Man, it was just, it's hard to explain that, you know. You know, I was in no way, you know, I was going to reverse Teo.
You know, another thing, you know, we called you up right now. And, you know, Skippy was asking about if you were selling a car. That was kind of like revenge. Were you trying to sell my car on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. That Sentry. I got to say, I was expecting people to like, comment, and inbox me talking about how much they want to buy it. I really fooled everybody on that one, you know. Yeah, that was a fun post right there. You know, everybody wanted to buy a Ray car, you know, even though he wasn't selling it. But, you know,
I love it.
it was supposed to be a joke post, and I wasn't expecting to get all these inboxing me about how much, you know, they wanted to buy it, comments and likes. And even I had people text my phone talking about how much of that white central. No, I didn't have to reply.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But, yeah, that was funny.
Oh, man. Well, hey, you know, I know that you took time out last minute to hop on here. Man, give some shout-outs to anybody you want, man. Sponsors, friend, any social media so fans around the world can find you and follow you. Man, any family, friends, gym, whatever you want, man. Take some time. It's your time. Give some love.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out, you know, to my family, you know, my mom, my dad, you know, raising me, you know. I want to also give a shout-out to Ray Lopez, one of the best managers, you know.
Thank you.
Everybody don't have to be perfect, but, you know, Ray Lopez, you know, he's the best manager. You know, he always keeps his job on point no matter what. And, you know, I also want to give a shout-out to Howard and also MMA Black House for letting me train there, even though, you know, I had to fight myself in there. It was tough, but got through it. And Takedown, I got my own back, you know, down to scrap. You know, they great sponsors. Hope everybody check them out. We got new sponsors that I don't really know about yet, but, you know, great sponsors out there.
Now, something right, I like I to...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ray. Oh, I was going to say, something you know, Ray. You know me. Something I like to ask every fighter. Any city or country in the world that you could fight in, doesn't matter promotion or who you're fighting, if you could just fight somewhere in the world next week, where would you like to fight?
Well, I do want to, you know, try out Texas, Houston, Texas, or Louisiana. You know, something new, you know. Promotion you never heard before. But my first pick probably be Texas.
You know what, Ty, you don't even front. You know what, it's at the line at State Corral.
It's a what?
At the line at State Corral.
Well, you know what I mean. But, yeah, Texas would be my pick right there.
I'm from Texas, brother. You picking H-Town, I support you on that. Somebody in Houston, I know you're listening. Get this kid a fight.
Yes, definitely contact me because Ty has been bugging me to get him a fight in Texas for years already.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, you got what? We got the Mortal Kombat deal up on the outside. We've got the Garcia promotion, fight promotion out of the Conroe area. We've got PG Premier Combat Group and with the Extreme Cowboy Cage Combat Series. We got Legacy FC there. What else? I know I'm missing two or three events. We got some down in Corpus Christi, right on the outside of Houston. I'll pass your name around, brother. You know that. I'll show you some love over there.
Definitely. Thank you. And hopefully soon we'll have Sparstar out there in the EPT.
Hey, I tell you what, people are talking about it. We did some shows with some of the kids out of Warrior Camp in San Marcos, and they were asking me, their coach on the show, he's like, what's this deal about that California show coming? So you got people already talking.
Yes, T-Bone has something very big once he has it locked down. Hopefully we'll be the ones to break it. From what I understand, it's pretty big. I don't know where exactly what the location they're working on, but it is in Texas. And, you know, I'm not going to say who it is, but it's somewhere along the lines. Somewhere along the lines as his last show where we had Dub C. It's not going to be Dub C, but another big rapper, so we'll see what happens.
If you have Tupac, it will be a sellout show, brother, I promise.
It sure will. I want to go to that fight.
You'd be like, dude, you want to see Tupac, man? We got tickets. You'd break Tough Enough's record. You'd sell 30,000 tickets.
Yeah, I gotta say, Sports Star is the most popular show. You know, that show always sell out. You know, sometimes, a couple times before, some of my friends have been staring up. No seats available. But a popular show, people gotta check that out. Great show.
Well, brother, it's been a great show kicking with you, man. Ray, go ahead, man. Anything you want to say, wrap up, do whatever, take over, brother.
I just want to thank you for coming on, Ty. You know, it was great having you on the show. We're always having fun. So, it's great for the people to meet you, all our listeners. And I just want to thank you for coming on. And we'll go get that win this next weekend at Explode.
I want to thank y'all for having me on here. Just really appreciate it.
Oh, you'll be back on, bro. You'll be back on. Don't worry. We like you. You've been fun to talk with.
Oh, yeah. I'm always be funny every single day. I'm going to still be funny, after my fights and stuff, win or lose, much respect. I'm ready Saturday. San Diego, coming right there, Georgia. Find me a fire. Ray.
Go handle it. All right, Ty. You have a good night now.
Thank you.
Man, Ray, good kid right there. I like his attitude. Really, really cool kid. Seemed pretty laid back and chilled. Tonight's show was a little kind of more of us just hanging out, as it wasn't so much the first, 45 minutes wasn't so much of like the standard show interviews, guests rolling in, rolling out, and then to kick back and kind of interview, and to wrap up the show, but not only do an interview, but kind of hang out with him. The show turned out pretty good. I'm happy.
Well, definitely, Skippy, and I just got a message from Marcos. I don't know if we had the wrong number or not, but he's ready, so let's try to squeeze him in for a few minutes just so he can go in and break the big news to us.
Okay, do you got a number?
I went ahead and... I sent it to you via Facebook, so we don't put his number all the way out there.
Yeah. Okay, I'm grabbing it right now. And we're going to call him. That's the same number.
Is it? Because he says he never got a ring to his phone. Let's try it again.
Hello?
Marcos.
Hello?
What's up, brother?
What up? What's up, Ray?
What's up? We got Skippy on the line, too. You're on
the line. What up, Skippy?
What's up, killer? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
All right. We got Marcos Bonilla on the line. Last time he was on the show, he was going to fight for the Sparks Star belt. You got some big news. Tell us what you got coming up next.
Brother. I'm going pro August 10th. I'm fighting for... Lights Out Promotions, August 10th.
Nice. Now, who's your opponent, and where do we go to get tickets?
No disrespect, but I don't know the dude's name, man. Like, his name is Sirvan Ghazian or something like that, man. I mean, whatever. I mean, no disrespect to him, but I don't care who the opponent is, bro. I'm ready to fight.
Awesome, bro. Where are we going to get tickets?
You would actually just have to hit me up or go to, I'm assuming, find us on Facebook, lightoutpromotions.com, or hit up George Basmidjian. I just found out, a few days ago, dude, so I'm still, very, up in the air. I don't know where my tickets are or whatever. We're getting my tickets in hand tomorrow, so... If anything, just find me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and I'll get tickets to you.
Nice. Now, you just said you found out a couple of days ago, so this is fresh. As far as your training for amateur fights and now this being a pro fight, are you going to be, amping the training up, or are you just going to keep everything going the same?
It's funny because once I found out, dude, I hit up a lot of my boys that are already in the pros.
for some sparring. Did my boy Jerry Papazian, who's getting ready for his fight. As you all know, Jerry Papazian is a killer.
Yes, Jared, former UFC fighter, he's a good friend of mine. We actually became friends after he fought Tyrion Ware. Well, actually, it was actually before the fight we became friends with him. You know, hyping the fight, it was when we got pretty friendly. You know, and you know his whole family, they're all great people. You know, Jared's a great guy, and you know, wishing him luck on his fight. You know, he's also matchmaking and promoting for that fight too. He's not just fighting on it, so you know, it's a big deal for him. You know, his first one he's promoting.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, Jared's a great dude, man. I love that guy to death, man. Like, he's a former training partner. He tried to get me on a show. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it happen, but I'm playing on another show for Lifetime Promotion. So, yeah, like, you know, I'm getting ready with my boy Jared. You know, it's funny, right, that you called me. So I just hit up my boy Dima today, my boy Dima, for some sparring. Yeah, buddy, you know that guy's a killer. I ran into I was hanging out at the Ultimate Fighter finale with Dima and Christos, man. That was a good time.
Nice. And we were talking about Christos earlier. You know, and you know Dima's my boy. We go way back. Both of them friends of the show. We've had them both on. You know, Christos just signed a multi-fight deal with RFA, and he's a top fighting champion. I mean, those are two killers. You know, you get the chance to train with them. You know, you need to go for it. I mean, Dima took Machida's little brother all the way to a decision, a split decision. I mean, you know that dude's a karate grandmaster. So I mean, that ain't no joke. I mean, Dima's also a black belt in Taekwondo. You know.
Let me tell you something. Look, I know that Chinto Machida comes from a lineage. With Lyoto and all that. But let me tell you something, man. My boy Dima gave that kid a run for his fucking money, dude. Like, he gave him a run for his money. And you know what, man? Like, that dude is very beatable. We talked about it this last weekend with my boy Dima. Like, I don't know, man. I just feel like my boy Dima did enough. Like, he's a very well-rounded fighter. The name meant nothing to him, bro, because he fought like he was just a normal dude, and Dima did what he had to do, you know.
You know something a lot of people don't know about Dima is, you know, he's a good friend of mine. I'm not his manager, you know. I help him out when I can, but you know, he's a good friend of mine. And after his pro debut, he fought for Flawless. Right after his pro debut, Bjorn Rebney, when he was in charge of Bellator, said, "We want this kid." That's how good he was. Pro debut, a major organization wanted him. You know, now with Bjorn gone, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but, I mean, Dima's definitely going to be fighting in a major organization within the next couple of fights. I mean, he's had a little bad luck lately, but he's going to get back on it. I mean, this kid is a beast, and, you know, he'll be, by year's end, he should be signed to a major organization.
No doubt, man. That's definitely one of the names you need to look out for coming out of Southern California in very near future. For sure.
Hey, Ray, hold on a second. I just want to jump in there. You said Flawless. You're talking about seeing Flawless, like Flawless MMA from Macedonia over in Eastern Europe?
Yes.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of seeing
California last year.
Yes. Okay, I was just making sure it was the same. Singh is a good friend. I love him. I love his promotion. I love the guy's cool, man. And yeah, so I just was making sure we're talking about, you know, that you were talking about that same promotion. So I'm sorry for jumping in there, guys.
Yeah, no. Singh is a good friend. Funny story about Singh and Tony Padilla. Tony Padilla had a viewing party at a club out, a UFC fight viewing party at a club in Orange County called the Tap House. Had a lot of UFC fighters there, signing autographs, taking pictures of people, you know. I just got my leg, you know, my prosthetic, so I was learning how to walk. So we're out partying with these guys. I get so messed up. This is the first time I've really drank since my surgery. You know, I was messed up beyond belief. Have to walk up and down stairs. You know, I only had my leg for like a week. And so Marvin Cifuentes, T-Bone's right-hand man, you know, helped me. And This is my first time drinking in almost a year. I had the hangover from hell. So we're leaving to the Ultimate Fighter tryout the next day because the tryout is on Monday, so we're leaving around 10 o'clock at night. I'm still sick. I'm still puking. I'm partying with Sang and T-Bone and Louis from Sniper. We first get there to the pilot station. So, you know, Terrion's asleep in the back of the car. So me and my girlfriend Julie said, well, you know, let's go get something to snack on real quick because I'm still feeling sick. I need something in my stomach. I haven't ate all day Sunday. So we walk into the casino. Who are the first people we see? Louis from Sniper, T-Bone, and Sang. And what do? Give me a beer. It's like
That's
4
great.
In the morning. It was just crazy.
That's Tony, man. I ran into Tony at the Ultimate Fighter finale this weekend in Vegas. I was walking in my seat, and then I feel somebody slap me on my shoulder and go, "What's up, Marcos?" And I look over. It's fucking it's Tony Padilla, man.
Dude, he could reach that high.
Dude, hey, don't tell him I told you, but I had better seats than him, so he reached down, bro.
Oh, you know, and he was talking about that. Oh, I got hooked up. I got caught by the hotel. Yeah, all right, bro. We see how it is now.
I know, man. You know what? Tony Padilla is the man. But you know what? Like, just it was awesome to see him in Vegas, dude. Like, I'm telling you, bro. I ran into everyone in Vegas. Besides all these pro, like, you know, MMA fighters that are in the UFC. I don't want to drop names. You know, like, I went out there, dude, and it was a last minute thing. I stayed with my boy Anthony Jacquani. If anyone knows, he's a great striker that came over from the WEC, is now fighting in the UFC. Unfortunately, he's coming off a loss. I stayed with Chidi and Jacquani, his younger brother, who fights in RFA. I had the pleasure of staying at their crib, and man, I just ran into an array of every fighter you could possibly think of, bro. Like I ran into this week. It was a huge weekend in Vegas this last weekend, man. And running into Tony Padilla was a pleasure.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what happened. All I know is T-Bone said that the Diaz brothers took him home. He doesn't remember it, so you know, I don't know what went on there.
Nah, man, that was all pedo, bro. The Diaz brothers didn't take him home.
Oh, that's how he's telling the story.
ask Tony Padilla to post on his Twitter the picture of me and him at the BJ Penn fight, bro. We're all fucked up.
That's Tony Padilla. I mean, just like, you know, that night when everything went down at Bama with Uriah Hall and Mayhem Miller. Tony Padilla was taking shots of Mayhem before it all happened.
Yeah.
That's probably what did it.
Probably, because I know there's a couple times that one time we were partying at Beachfront 301. A lot of fighters go there. Tiki Goshen, Razor Rob, Michael Bisping, all these guys are regulars there. And they got this 32-ounce beer. Tony tells me, "You're a big boy. I want to see how much you can drink before you pass out. Don't worry, it's on me." So he was buying me beer after beer after beer just to see how much I could drink.
Hey, man, Tony's a big boy, brother.
Oh, Tony's a man. That's my brother. Without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at. He's shown me much love. He still does. I mean, you know, that's why we're always talking about him on the show. You know, he's one of the top amateur promoters probably in the state. I mean, I'd even say, you know, in the country. You know, there's only a couple other promoters out there that put on the type of show that he does. And, you know, I'm always giving him love because all the love he's shown me throughout the years.
No, there's no doubt. Let me tell you something. Tony Padilla actually called me a couple of weeks ago. He asked me to defend my 145 belt, which obviously I earned for Sparsar. I'm the 145 champ of Sparsar. I don't care who's trying to come challenge it, whatever it is, bro. Like, I'm the champ. and whether I'm going pro or not, Tony Padilla acknowledges that. He called me up. He said, "Hey, man, come, come defend your belt. You know, everybody loves you. Like, let's make it happen." And you know what? And he's a very understanding dude, bro. He he said, hey, whether you go pro or you fight for me again, man, we got your back. So, you know, I'm going pro, man. I got to fight now. I got an opponent, and Tony Padilla is definitely one of those guys that supported my my amateur career. Just like you guys had him on the show, man, Steve Romero of Fight Me Clothing, man. These are the two guys that have groomed me and been there since day one. So now that I'm going pro, like, these guys are coming with me too. They're just not letting me go, you know. Like, I'm going into the pro ranks, and these guys are they've reached out to me and said, hey, you know what, man, we got your back. Like we respect what you do. Like, there's nothing that I can say more than, you know, thank you to these guys. Like these dudes have definitely had my back since day one, and you know what? There's many, 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 many more fights to go, and these guys will be there.
You know, Steve Romero from Fight Me, you know, he's I don't want to say he's a rival in the MMA clothing business with me, because he's not. He's my brother. You know, we help each other out. You know, he sponsors some of my fighters. In fact, Takedown, you know, we're the only other clothing line that has printed Fight Me on our shirts. You know, Steve gives me mad love. I give him mad love. You know, I don't consider him just a friend. He's a brother. He's always been there for me. He's been there for my fighters. Steve Romero, if you're listening, big shout out to you, homie.
Nah, yeah, for sure, man. That's a good dude. He's been in the game for a long time. He definitely, when he sees talent, I think he goes after it, and definitely he puts his brand on those guys. And I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I know Steve. Steve's not the nicest guy if you meet him right off the bat. He's a very judgmental kind of guy. He's kind of some might say he's kind of an asshole, but the guy knows fighters, man. He knows the fight game, so he puts his brand on guys that he believes in, and you know that means a lot. So, you know, I'm definitely repping Fight Me going into this pro fight.
One thing about Steve too that a lot of people don't know: Steve trains. He's not, you know, one of these guys that just has a clothing line who's never, you know, been on a mat. Steve still actively trains. He'll come out to, you know, if he's got a fighter training in a certain gym, he'll come out and roll with them. You know, he'll do the Muay Thai, he'll do the Jiu-Jitsu. It's not uncommon to find him at Savant Young's Fight Academy just rolling.
He
just
does. Yeah, no, he does. He does. You know, and you know what's funny is that he gives me shit about it, like, damn near every day. I'll tell you right now, dude, we go back and forth every day about it. You know, he'll say something, he'll make a little smart aleck remark, and I do it too. He's like, hey, what's up, homie? Like, he's like, I ain't scared. I'm like, I ain't scared either, fool, what's up?
Now, I'll tell you, the only reason why I haven't rolled with Steve yet is because I don't want to mess up his Sharpie eyebrows.
hey, you know, right? Hey, that fool's a little cholo, huh?
Dude, one time, me and Chris Crail, we had him on last week. You know, Chris is an official with CSAC, and he had a Sharpie on him, and you know, to write on the tape, you know, when they wrap him around the gloves. And then, you know, he's holding the Sharpie, and I'm like, what, are you holding that for Steve Romero? He's like, you know what, take a picture and send it to him.
Hey, you know what? Hey, let me tell you something, Ray. You know what? I gotta give mad respect to Steve. You know what? Hey, Steve is one of those guys that's he's a smooth talker, man. Whether you're a great fighter or not, he might convince you, he might whoop your ass. It might not always be true, and he might listen to some shit about it. But he might try to convince you that he could beat you, but he won't. But Steve Romero, man, hey, overall, let me tell you something. That guy's, he's a good guy, man. And that Fight Me brand, that's something. Let me tell you something. I would never represent a brand that I didn't firmly believe in what they stood for. And Fight Me is one of those brands that I do. At first, when I first thought, I was like, oh, man, some other guy trying to throw shirts at me or whatever. But after getting to know him, bro, let me tell you something. Like, Fight Me is a brand that stands for something. And it's just like, I mean, I'm not going to say any names, but a lot of brands lost that, you know, like, as the money comes in. Fight Me is one of the lasting brands. And I know that, hey, Ray, for you, like, Takedown, a lot of guys rep Takedown. I respect that, man, and that's awesome.
Thank you.
Because, you know, you come from the roots, man, and it's the same thing with Fight Me. It's not something that's just made up to make money. It comes from the fight game, and I respect that, man. Like, that's
Thank
what
you.
I'm all about.
You know,
and that's why me and Steve get along so good, because, you know, we come from the same place. And like I said, you know, that's my boy, you know. It's not uncommon to see us kicking it, you know. And, you know, I got pictures of him wearing takedown shirts. I got to put those up on Facebook. And I sport Fight Me. I'm wearing a Fight Me shirt right now.
Ray, I think, Ray, that's why you and Sunday Night Fights Live mashed so well with MMA Madhouse and becoming part of the family is because you obviously know, Marcos, you might not, but you know, just recently we outfitted 32 fighters with every bit of gear they needed who live in poverty because we all know or came from less than great means, you know, so we saw the difference it makes. And you're right, more and more companies, especially when they get as big as us or even bigger, it becomes about the dollar. For us, it becomes about the fighter. For every dollar we make, we're like, how many fighters can we help with this dollar? We don't keep a penny. We don't care about the money. We care about the sport. And like you said, you know, we've had him on the show. I believe you're 100% right in the way you speak of his company. And it's becoming a dying art form because MMA's become so big, everybody wants a dollar. Nobody wants to give back anymore. So those rare companies that do, you need to support 100%, and I'm glad you do.
Well, you know, and I think what Marcos was alluding to, I'm getting tongue-tied, too, was, you know, where you get these companies where, you know, they started off just like we did, but then they got too big for themselves, and these are the same ones where you can walk into a gym that's a so-called MMA gym, like the ones we were talking about earlier, but there's no real fighters. They're catering to the people who want to say they train like a fighter. You know, I train UFC, bro. But you walk into a gym like that, and you see all these guys wearing those shirts, and now real fighters won't wear those shirts anymore. You know, I'm not going to say the name of the company, but I think we all know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Tap out. I'll say it. Tap out.
Hey, okay. Since you said it, there's a gym back east, SSF Street Fighting Submission Club. There's a couple locations around the world, and where they have their bags, their speed bags and their heavy bags, they had metal brackets put. And this is like 6 years ago, and every metal bracket is cut with that logo, and that's the metal bracket. And I'm trying to convince him to let me cover them all up with my logo. I'm like, dude, we need to fix that because when you look in his gym, it's just tap out, in between every bag all the way down. I'm like, oh, son, we got to fix that.
And you know what, Sydney? I'll tell you what, man. Like, this weekend, man, I was fortunate enough to sit next to Punk Ass from Tap Out. Shout out to him. Very nice dude, man. Like, very humble guy. Like, you know, he was asking me about, like, you know, like certain fights. Like, you know, we're both betting men, and we're talking about that. And you know, he was sitting next to us. He's a great guy, man. I'll tell you what, man. Look, at the end of the day, I understand, bro. Like, it's a business, and you get into a certain kind of business to make money. At the end of the day, man, it's about dollar and cents. I get it. And it's different for guys like us that, like, you know, I'm a fighter. Steve Romero, for example, and Ray, like, we come from a fighting background. So, you know, our shit's a little bit different. Like, we're all about, you know, we're a little bit more about the roots. And you know what? Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. If Takedown or Fight Me had somebody wanting to buy it out for $1 million, guess what? You're going to sell it. Regardless
exactly
of what it is. You're gonna sell it.
Me and Steve, we had this conversation over dinner one time, you know, about selling out. And, you know, I was close-minded enough to say,
It's not selling out, right?
Oh, exactly. And that's where he changed my mind about it, because I was like, you know, I'm not going to sell out. It's about the fighters. He's like, bro, if they came to you like they came to Tap Out and said, you know what, they're going to pay you X amount of dollars, millions of dollars, and you still get to keep your job, but this time you don't do anything but go to fights and sit behind a desk all day, and you're still making a gang of money, tell me you're not going to take it. And I thought about it. Well, yeah, you're
of
right.
Of course. You'd be dumb not to.
Exactly. So yeah, so you know what? Anybody want to buy out, take down, give me a call.
Hit up my boy Ray.
It's going cheap, man. $1.8 million. You can have it today.
There
you know
go. You know, just for today. Man. Get at me before midnight, and that's the price.
Hey, how much time we have, Ray?
You know what? I don't even know, Skippy. I'm not even near my computer to see where we're at.
We can go a couple more minutes. Ain't no problem.
Cool, right, man. Cool. Hey, before I forget, man, thank you so much, Ray. I know you reached out to me on Facebook to be on the show, man. I know that you and especially Skip, I know Skip said, hey, man, before you have your next pro fight, make sure you get on the show. And I thought about you guys today, and then Ray, you know, gave me the opportunity to be on the show. So thank you guys so much, man. I really appreciate you guys having love for me, man. I know last time we talked was like sometime in March, I think, after I
won
the Spark, the 145 championship. Yeah, man. And thank you guys so much, man. Like, it means a lot to me. I know that going to this pro fight, I have you guys' support, man. And you know what, man? I support Sunday night fight to the fullest,
thank
man.
You.
And it's amazing, man. You guys have a great show. I listen in every weekend, man. And that's how I know you
thank
guys
you.
Have my boy Demo. You guys have Cristo. You guys have Steve. Because I listen, man. I listen. And you know what? Thank you guys so much, man. You guys are doing a great job.
You know what?
Well,
I want to thank you for coming on, bro, because this show wasn't anything planned. We threw it together last minute. You know, we had a different thing going on, and that didn't work out. And I want to thank you for coming on and helping saving the show this weekend.
No, man, no problem, man. Thank you guys for having me, man. I know, obviously, this is a chance for me to promote my pro debut, which is obviously August 10th at Hollywood Park Casino for Lifetime Promotion. So, some way, somehow, man, you guys find me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Like, come and support me, man. You know, like, everybody knows that show is a heavily Armenian-populated show, and it's all good. I got a lot of good friends, like Jerry Papazian, again, who's an Armenian, who's a good friend of mine. I love the Armenian community, but I need my Latinos to come support me. If anybody
definitely.
Thinks that show, you guys know, it's hostile territory if you're not Armenian. I need my Latinos, my Salvadoreños, my Costa Ricanos, my Guatemaltecos, you know, like Mexicans. I need all you guys to come to the show, support me, man. I'm going to put on a show. Anybody that's ever been in one of my fights, you guys know that I go to fight. Win or lose,
and
I go to fight.
You know, you're 100% right, and you know what a lot of people know, I've known George since way back in the day when he was Mike Rush's assistant, before he was promoting, when he was helping Mike Rush do his promotion.
Yep.
Hey, Marcos, let me ask you, Fight Week is going to be, you know, obviously for most guys, you're finishing up camp, you're, you know, cutting the last bit of your weight. You think you'd have time August 6th to come on Madhouse Live and do a quick interview Fight Week?
Yeah, no doubt, man. I would love to. I mean, I'm a little bit grumpier than normal, but yeah, dude, I definitely. I always have time for you guys, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to book it. I'll shoot you all the information the next day or two. We'll bring you on one of the other shows that we have on this network so we can expose you to even more and talk about, you know, wrapping up an amateur and going pro. You know, because I think another base of fans would love to meet you. So I just want to give you the offer, and I'll book it tonight, and I'll get you all the information.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. Thank you, Skip. I really appreciate that. It means a lot, man. I always have time for Ray, man. Like, you guys have shown me love in the amateur ranks, and definitely feel like we're taking that on to the pro ranks. So thank you guys so much.
Definitely. You know, we're behind you, Sunday Night Fights Live, MMAhouse.com. You know, we're going to do all we can to promote you. You know, guys like you is why we do this.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Well, Marcos, why don't you, it's Sunday night, it's been a long weekend, I know it's probably like where I'm at, it's been hot, muggy, why don't you go kick back, try to enjoy the rest of your weekend, maybe put your feet up a little bit and not train for 5 minutes, and I want to thank you once again. I'll get you all the information for the show on the 6th, and definitely, you know, anything you want us to, you know, help share, just tag me in it, man, I'll share it for you.
No, definitely, man. Thanks so much, man. I know you did it last time I was on the show after I won that 145 belt for Superstar Antonio Padilla. I really appreciate you guys' support, man. Like, that's why it's one of those things. Like, I'm very happy to set time aside to hang out with you guys. You guys have been very supportive of my amateur career, and now that I'm going pro, man, like, you guys have shown me nothing but love. So thank you very much, Skip. Thank you, Ray. And you know what? Hey, by the way, Ray, I wanted to give you a shout-out, too, man. After talking to, like, Dima this weekend and, like, all the system guys, man, FYI, man, we ain't fighting each other, bro, until there's big money involved.
All right, bro. Hey, that works for me because, you know, I know when we were talking about you and Isaac, it was kind of like, wow, you know, what did he say? You know, is he cool with it? And, you know, it was kind of like, you know, walking on thin ice. So, you know, I'm glad you guys put that out there because, so, you know, we know better not to book those fights.
Yeah, no, you know what, man? Those guys are tough. We both know that, you know, like the only guys that systems that are in my weight are Isaac and Dima, and those are good friends of mine. And we both know that we all know that if we fought each other, it's going to be a bloody mess. So we figured, hey, man, if we're going to fucking beat the shit out of each other, it might as well be for good money. So we decided that it's not going to happen until it's a good dollar amount, you know?
All right, hey, Joe Silva, are you listening?
I hope
Joe Silva's
listening. Hey, Joe Silva, me and my boys want at least $6,000 each to fight each other.
Okay, here's a question. Would you take $5,000 and a trip to Rio to fight?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me tell you something. You can ask Dima or Isaac or Vince Cachero, all these cats at Systems, or my guys, the same fucking question. I'll tell you right now. We all say we fight just for the trip to Rio.
I like
you.
You know,
that trip to Rio, I might make the cut to 145 to fight any of these guys.
You know what I'm saying? Look, man, hey, you know what? I respect the guys' systems. I was just texting with Dima today, man. Like, you guys are going to help me get ready for my fight. And you know what? Anytime I can help you get ready, that's how I'm going to do.
Nice. Yeah, iron sharpens iron, so, you know, you guys helping each other get ready, that's awesome. You know, so, you know, I'll definitely be out there on the 10th. I hope, you know, because I got Terry on fighting on the 7th, and we got Spar Star, so we'll see if I'm still breathing by the 10th. If I'm breathing, I'll be there.
Oh, hey, Marcos, man, you want to give one quick shout-out to all your sponsors or anybody real quick one last time? Make sure you get everybody thanked that you want. Oh, snap. I think I messed up. Hey, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Marcos, you want to give a big shout-out one last time? Any sponsors, any social media, anything you could think of you want to get out there before we wrap up this segment? Please, take some more time.
Yes, sir. Let me shout-out Fight Me Clothing, who's been a supporter from day one. Spar Star Promotions, who I'm going to promote even in the pros, Tony Padilla. Fight Gym, Defiant Gym in Burbank, California. You want to learn how to hit shit, you come to our gym. Obviously, you guys, MMA Madhouse, and Ray, definitely, all day takedown. I rep you guys all day, man. And I don't know, man, there's a couple other guys. Oh, El Rey del Mar in Reseda, California, has the best seafood, and these guys have been giving me simple, amazing, healthy meals through this camp. They've been feeding me with amazing meals through this camp. All fish or chicken. It's all lean protein, man. El Rey del Mar in Reseda, for sure. Aside from that, man, if anybody wants to jump on the Marcos Bonilla El Matador bandwagon, let's do it, man. Let's get Sebastian going. Oh, you know what? Ray, I'm going to say it right now, man. I hung out with Jason House from Iridium Sports this weekend in Vegas, man. That motherfucker is a cool-ass dude. I'm going to give him a shout-out right now. He's
this week is my first time actually hanging out with him. And, yeah, he is a cool guy. You know, we got that rivalry going. So, you know, it was always like, well, you know what? You know, he seems like a cool guy, but, you know, I don't want to get too close because, you know, we're rivals. But, yeah, he is a cool dude. You know, we got to sit down and talk. And, yeah, he's a great guy. I love fighting his guys. So, you know. You know, we got that friendly rivalry going now that we, you know, actually know each other.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me tell you something. Hey, Ray, you're a great dude, man. I love what you're doing with the show. And I definitely feel that your star, fucking Terrion Ware, should definitely be in the UFC. That bullshit with that 9-0 stuff being in the UFC, like, I won't even say any names, bro. That's not even, that doesn't even carry any weight. I don't see how Terrion is not in the UFC yet. And I don't even know Terrion personally. I know his training partners. I'm friends with his guys. Terrion, the Flash Ware, should be in the UFC, in my opinion.
Thank you. And he will be before the year's over.
No doubt, bro. No doubt, man. You're doing a great job with him. And Terrion's putting in the work, man. I'd love to see an L.A. native representing the UFC. You know what? That's a nice guy. Terry on the Flash Ware is going to wreck the 135 division. I'm just saying. I'm just calling it.
Thank you. And, yeah, he will. He will. You know, we were hoping he was going to get that call up, you know, short notice for the fight here in L.A., but now that it got canceled, you know, it's all good because he's already got two fights booked. So it's like, okay, well, you know, two more tune-up fights, you know, for some local belts, and then we're good to go.
Let me tell you something. After he wins that Tachi title and after my boy Christos wins that RFA title as well, I mean, I don't know if it's out there. I heard something. Little bird term told me that he's going to fight for the RFA title. After Christos and Therion win those titles, bro, if they're not in the UFC, it might as well be run by FIFA, bro, because
well,
that's
you know,
a foul for them not to be in there.
The same little birdie was telling me the same thing. So, yeah, it's a very big possibility. And talking to Jason House, too, about Christos this weekend, you know, it's looking really good for Christos, and it's looking really good for Therion. It's just a matter of when they're going to get the call. It's not if they're going to get the call, it's just when.
Exactly, bro. Hey, you know what? I hope you guys back me. I hope Takedown backs me. I hope MMA House backs me.
Of course, bro.
You got it.
Give me a few short wins, man. I guarantee you guys I'll be in the UFC myself.
I tell you what, bro. If you go to the Spar Star fight, you'll stop by the booth. I'll give you some shirts.
No doubt, man. Thanks so much for the love, bro. I'll be there. I mean, I'll be cutting weight, so I probably won't be the most pleasant person to be around. But I'll definitely see you guys. I told Tony I'd be there.
All right, cool, bro. Cool. We'll see you there. You know, you have a good night, and you know, we'll get you on after your fight. You know, on our show, Skippy wants to get you on before your fight on his other show. So, you know, we'll get you on, you know, twice. And, you know,
yes, sir,
we'll go ahead and go from there. And you know what? If anybody out there wants to sponsor Marcos and you can't get a hold of him, get a hold of me and I'll put you in touch with him.
Thank you very much, brother. That means a lot, brother.
You're welcome.
Same goes for Madhouse. Anybody, you guys know how to contact us. All our information is very easy to get if you want to reach this young man and support him. Hey, look, if you just want to send him $20 so he has gas to get to the gym, reach me. I'll get you his contact info. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to step up and drop thousands of dollars to sponsor this young man, but if you want to send $20 or $5 or $50 to help him with fees, meds, hand wraps, hey, go to one of the sponsors that sponsors, you know, events in your area. Buy some gear. Get him some hand wraps. Give him $20 for gas. I mean, it's, you know, there's multiple ways to support this young man.
Thank you very much, sir. That means a lot, brother.
Hey, no problem, brother. Go enjoy your night.
I will, man. And again, before I sign off, man, thank you guys very, very much. And you know what? I want to give a shout-out to my teammates that are fighting next week, man. My boy Adrian Gonzalez, who's shooting for a 2-0 AMI record, and my boy Whiskey. They're fighting for Get Down Promotions next weekend. I hope to see you guys there, man. Like, I'll be cornering these guys, and you know, they put in the work, and they're the next wave of pro fighters. So I hope everybody who's in the area come down to Santa Ana, Get Down Promotions.
Thank you, brother.
Check it out, people.
Oh,
thanks a lot. You have a good night.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys have a good night, man. Thank you for having me on again, man. You guys are the greatest.
No problem,
thank you,
brother.
You
enjoy.
Too.
Oh, I Ray, I love
man,
this
that
kid,
was the way
man.
To end the show.
Yeah, this kid really, man, great interview always. Fun to have on. I got a lot of people back east. You know, that's why I said, you know, anybody who wants to get a hold of me, I can tell you guys how to find this kid, whether you just want to follow him or support him financially or sponsor or whatever. I can get you guys to shoot me you guys' tweets. I'll respond back to him with all the contact info. You know, I like this kid. I definitely want him on the other show to open some other fans to him, because this is what we want for the sport. We want kids like him who are intelligent, who fight well, who represent the products and the brands they support well, who represent the sport well, and, you know, who have positivity in them. I mean, you know.
And you know, the thing he touched on, too, was, you know, we're trying to set up a fight between him and Isaac Velasco. You know, we know it's going to be an awesome fight. It's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be a 3-round war, or, you know, sooner or later, a 5-round war. You know, we know that. But by the same token, these guys – They're good friends. They're training partners. And, you know, it's good that they went ahead and put that out there. You know what? We don't want to fight each other now. Not that we won't fight each other, but, you know, the stakes got to be right for us to put it on the line against each other. And I respect that. You know, they didn't say, no, we'll never do it. They said, you know, we'll do it if everything's right.
Well, I don't know how soon Isaac's fighting, but I'll tell you this. I just got a message from Matt McGovern. We have that he has the Reno event coming up here to Oregon on the 26th, and they are looking for 145 pro fighters, 155 pro fighters, 185 to 195 pro, heavyweight pro, 170 amateur, and 125 to 135 amateur. This is going to be WFC's event, Chinook Wind Casino Resort in Oregon. So anybody who's looking that he and is ready to fight in, 13 days, go ahead and hit up Matt McGovern. He will definitely be able to help you out. He is at World Fighting Championships out of Reno, Nevada. They are coming to Oregon. They are looking for fighters. So just so everybody knows, he just sent me that message. I said we could yell it out, so I did.
Definitely, you know, I need to get in contact with him. Actually, Isaac's taking some time off, so
okay.
He won't be ready till October.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, for anybody listening tonight that might fit any of those, yourself, obviously you have, you know, your fingers on a lot of fighters, so I don't know if any of those are good fits for you right now or any of your team, but, you know, it's a short-notice fight, but he puts on a good event, and, you know, for pros, you know, he got four pro fights he's looking to fill, so in four different weight classes.
You know, I know Anthony Calix is out there listening. Anthony, you got anybody, hit him up, bro.
Yep, Matt McGovern, that's McGovern at WFC, World Fighting Championships.
Good deal, good deal. You know, WFC is a great organization. I've been trying to get my guys on their cards for a while. Well, they just recently had one out here in California that was all amateur. Unfortunately, I didn't have any AMIs ready at the time. We're working on possibly in October fighting for them. So, you know, hopefully that works out. And it's a great organization. I met their one of their matchmakers at the Cali Fight Awards. Great guy, and it's a real good organization.
Well, Ray, it was a great show, man. I mean, originally we were going to do a short show, and we went the full 2 hours, and I think it was a great show. I know you started out a little bummed not being able to present the show you wanted and had in your mind because of technical issues, but, dude, your boys dropped in last minute. Both of them killed it. I mean, really, they both did a great job tonight.
You know, a big shout-out to Ty, to Hurricane Bethley, and to Marcos, the Matador, Bonilla. You know, thanks for coming through, guys. You know, I owe you guys big time, and I just want to thank you guys for coming through. Great show. You know, Skippy, you know, thanks for rolling with the punches. You know, it was great, and, you know, we'll get that show done next week, and it was great. So, you know, everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. I know I will.
Well, you know how we end every show. I'm going to give a big shout-out. Eagle!
Confidence. Heart.
Oops. It might help if I played the right ad.
Jack Media. Helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jack's Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jacksmedia.ca. Jack's Media. Design with an edge.
Game on the